Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Hey, everyone. Welcome in to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Corey and Chad here, your host for this weekend edition, also your host on our website, kereport.com, and podcast, The KE Report. As much as the markets just move sideways throughout this week and pretty much throughout this month, we're busy with a lot of analyst coverage, a lot of forward-looking comments in terms of this whole narrative, not just that the Fed is going to be pausing, but when the Fed is going to start cutting rates and what's already priced into this market, as well as a number of company interviews. So please go back through our website and podcast and listen to the editorials from this week. On this weekend show, we're going to start off with more of a big picture look at the economy and also some of the currencies around the world. And then in the second half of the show, we're bringing on a technical trader to look at the setup in precious metals. So to kick off the show with more big picture look, we are chatting with Mark Chandler, managing partner at Bannockburn Global Forex, also editor of the Mark to Market website. Now, Mark, let's start off with just a quick recap of earnings, because this week was a big week for big tech earnings, and we all know how big tech can carry these markets. Really, when we go back through all the earnings that we've seen so far with lowered expectations, there have been a lot of beats and some companies doing well on the back of those beats. But again, overall, markets broadly are range bound, and big tech, well, they had some good earnings, again, off lowered expectations. Mark, what's your recap so far of earnings season so far in the U.S. for Q1?
Yeah, what strikes me is that corporate profits are slower or lower than they were before. Earnings look like they're going to decline again for the second consecutive quarter. But I think this is obscuring what I think is relatively good news. You know, as the month winds down here, the NASDAQ, which is the tech, which is really what captures a lot of people's attention with those earnings, it's up about 4.1% for the month. That is the weakest out of the three major indices. The S&P 500 up almost, say, call it 4.9%, and the Dow up a bit better than 5.1%. So, yeah, I think that the tech story is there with the earnings. That captures a lot of attention. But overall, this has been a good month for U.S. stocks, for really global stocks, especially U.S. and Europe. Asia and their China has really underperformed despite their GDP being stronger than expected. Their CSI 300 is lower for the month. But the major indices have rallied this month, and I think it's come on the back of lower interest rates and these expectations you were talking about rather than the earnings themselves.
Well, Mark, to that point, you know, if you look at the market breadth, a lot of the earnings weren't as good as the big tech leadership and some of the mega cap stocks, which are holding up these indexes. Does that speak to maybe more weakness under the surface than we're seeing in the news headlines on financial media? And are you thinking that there's still some concerns about whether the Fed is actually going to pause or if they're actually going to continue hiking?
Well, yeah, so I do think that the financial and policy backdrop is an important, I'd say right now it's a negative for the market, and that's because there's two of them, I think. One is the debt ceiling, and the other is, as you say, the market's still thinking the Fed's going to raise rates next week. First week in May, and that'll be 25 basis points up to 5.25. And here's what I think is ironic, I think, of it, is that part of the reason why I suggest the stock market's rallied is because the market is pricing in 3 Fed rate cuts between, say, call it after the May meeting. After the May meeting, there's 5 FOMC meetings of the year. The market's pricing in what seems to me to be 3 cuts in the last 5 meetings. And that's already priced in. And so what strikes me is that it seems like just a stretch. I haven't talked to anybody who really believes that. And so I wonder if what's going to happen is that market views sentiment converges with the Fed rather than the other way around. And if that's the case, higher U.S. interest rates, you would think, as the pendulum swings back, higher U.S. interest rates would weigh on stocks after this month's rally. But the market is still very reluctant to take that into account. That is to say, try seeing these three cuts, and despite the pushback from Fed officials, despite the a relatively good GDP, I know when we were talking before, we were talking saying it slowed to 1.1%, and that's true on an annualized basis, and that's partly a function of inventories. And since COVID, businesses have been really struggling managing inventories. And in Q1, inventories shaved 2.9 percentage points off GDP. So if you were to look at what economists call real final sales to domestic purchasers and that, private purchasers, and that excludes, what it really excludes is things that are more noisy in GDP to get a better tune, a better handle on the underlying signal. So you exclude inventories, exclude trade, and you exclude government spending, and you're looking at an economy that grew by almost 3%. And I know you might think that, well, you're excluding all the negatives, but it tends to be the volatile thing. And that was the same thing in the first half of last year. Remember when the economy contracted? It was, again, primarily because of inventory and trade issues rather than the underlying economy. So I think that the takeaway is really that the economy is doing fine, slowing. And we're going to see that next Friday when we get the U.S. jobs data. We're looking at something like around 150, 155,000 private sector jobs. That would be the lowest since December of 2020. So while the economy is slowing, price pressures are also slowing, but the Federal Reserve, I think, is looking in the medium term, and they see a much tougher comparison in the second half of the year, which is really to say what a lot of people, I think we've talked about this before, getting inflation to go from that 8% during a sort of wartime crisis, supply shocks, to something in the 3.5 to 4% area would be a task. But the real challenge is going to be bringing it down from that 3.5, 4% to the 2% target. And that's what I think the Fed's worried about. So if I was to wager on this, I would say that a rate hike after this May meeting is more likely than this 3 rate cuts that the market's got priced in. And that's why I'm a little bit more positive on the U.S. dollar and a little bit more negative stocks.
Yeah, it's one thing that's been sticking out to me here, Mark, is that everybody is pricing in these rate cuts, or at least expecting these rate cuts. Everyone is expecting a tough second half of the year for a number of different reasons, and I understand these concerns when you look back at what happened last year, when you look at the yield curve, when you look at the comparisons. But markets are forward-looking. So what do you think it would take for markets to adjust their expectations here outside of the Fed saying something? Because the Fed hasn't said that they're going to be cutting three times by the end of the year. We've had the odd comment from a Fed head, but what data point, what would cause investors to say, you know what, maybe we were a bit too aggressive pricing in these rate cuts?
Yeah, I think what's going to happen is that we're going to get the market pendulum to swing back. I think it's going to be that inflation shows itself to be stickier than we anticipated. But that's not going to happen until after we get the June print in the middle of July. So it's really going to be late summer phenomenon, I think. It's going to really begin getting that sentiment to swing back.
All right, Mark, this wraps up the first segment. Man, oh man, there's so much focus on the second half of this year because of recession fears. And quite frankly, because markets have been almost weirdly calm without data really lining up with, I guess, that calmness. It's a very strange market. And all these expectations of Fed cuts when the Fed is still balancing out how many hikes they're going to do. To me, it's a weird environment that we're right in. It's kind of the lull before the storm. But I don't know if the storm is another bull market or if the storm is another bear market or even a quick crash. It's going to be impossible to tell, but only time will tell. Mark, we're having you back on next segment. We'll get into a little bit more currencies as well as that whole theme of potential de-dollarization. Everyone, stick around.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report, and we are continuing to chat with Mark Chandler. Mark, let's switch to more currencies now. The dollar hanging out around this 101 level, which is close, in all fairness, to a breakdown level, but boy, oh boy, just like most other markets, it's just hanging out around here. However, on the flip side, other global currencies, we have seen some new highs made and a bit more, well, testing out some of the higher levels. Can you take us through this global currency environment as you see it, please?
Sure. So I'd say there's two buckets to put the currencies in right now. One is the euro and the British pound. They both made new highs for the year this past week, and they are relatively well bid on the idea that their central banks are going to be raising rates more than the Federal Reserve. And this is true, next week the ECB meets, the day after the Federal Reserve meeting concludes. The hawks there have been talking about 50 basis points, but it seems more reasonable to expect 25 basis points, but also probably another 25 to 50 basis points in the next several months. Their inflation is proving a bit stickier. The economy is a bit weaker than in the U.S., but the underlying the idea basically would be that they're going to be raising rates more aggressively, and that is narrowing the interest rate differentials. The Eurozone reported GDP, and it barely expanded in Q1, 0.1% quarter over quarter. That'd be about half the pace, less than half the pace in the U.S. But I'd say that the market is, what bothers me about the Euro, we did make new highs, almost at 111, back in the middle of March as the financial stress hit, the Euro got down to about 105. We've had a pretty strong rally. It looks to me like it's stretched. I think that a lot of the good news is in, and speculators in the futures market have among the largest long euro position that they carry, over 160,000, or about 160,000 contracts. Sterling just made new highs since last June today. And I think the same story there. The market has fully unwound those rate cut expectations that have filtered in during the financial stress that we saw last month. The market's back thinking that the Bank of England, which doesn't meet till later in May, is going to raise rates to maybe 5%, 5 to 5.25%. And I think that's also helping giving sterling a better tone here. The same kind of story with sterling. I think a lot of the good news is priced in. But it's hard to say the exact high. Next important target area would be about 126.50. And then we get closer to 127.5. But I think that we have to decide as traders whether this is a breakout or whether this is just fraying the move at the end of the month. And given the holidays at the beginning of the month, I think no one's going to jump in until we see full liquidity return, which isn't until really the middle of next week.
This also seems crazy to me, Mark, because the data isn't very good out of Europe. You just broke down what their Q1 data was, lower than in the U.S. Yes, their inflation's higher, but just as we talked about the Fed walking a tightrope here, balancing out when they were hiking by even more, the inflation and what the economy is doing, sounds like the ECB is also walking a tightrope where if their economy weakens even more, I don't see how they could go ahead with 50 basis point hikes, which I guess flies in the face of that more bullish outlook for the euro.
Yeah, I think, Corey, it's just because you're a nice guy. I think that, like, at the central banks, if the economy contracts, think about what happened last year. The U.S. economy contracted in the first half of the year. It contracted, meaning a lot of people's textbook definitions of a recession. And yet, that's when the Fed began raising interest rates. So I don't think that, I know for, like, people like us, think about, like, not only our livelihood, but thinking about our neighbors, the communities in which we live in, the idea of raising rates into a slowing economic period doesn't sound like a very happy thought. But I think this is what the central banks typically will do, because they're willing to take that pain of a short recession. They think have a shorter recession now, squeeze inflation, and then you're going to have a proper and stronger growth cycle. So I don't think that slow growth alone, I mean, even a contracting quarter, and this is kind of interesting, you know, when we talk about the ECB, we all know how big Germany is relative to the Eurozone, and yet its inflation is running higher than most of the countries in the Eurozone, and its economy is weaker. And I agree in a big picture sense that because I don't think the Fed's going to be cutting three times this year, I can see the ECB hiking rates two more times, maybe even three times. That I do think that the euro is at the upper end of what will be its range for the next couple of months. And that is to say that when we get to 111, 112, 112.5, I think this is, now we've already come up a nickel from the middle of March lows. I don't think there's another nickel in it.
So big picture here, Mark, this may seem a little crazy, but one thing I'm taking away from the way investors are positioning, and while it's not as clear cut as I'm going to lay it out here, are investors a little too complacent right now? We're seeing the VIX at lows that we haven't seen in over a year and a half. We have seen some of the safe assets like gold run higher. Even Bitcoin's been running higher. But so have markets too. And again, everything that I'm hearing from you, whether it's currency front US or over in Europe and everything else, seems like investors are getting a little complacent, even as we continue to see some issues in the banking sector in the US. Is that wrong to say that investors are too complacent right now?
Yeah, I don't know about complacent, but I would say that the pendulum of market sentiment, it tends to overshoot in both directions. And I do think that, you know, I don't know if you remember back in late September, British pound was coming under a lot of pressure. They had a government that wanted to have fiscal stimulus by borrowing to do it. The capital markets went on strike, and British pound fell to record lows. At the time, it was about $1.03. Today, we're approaching 126. But anyways, the point was that back in late September, people were talking about the UK as a third world country. There was the Economist magazine article that talked about Italy, sort of insulting the UK by trying to compare it to Italy like that. And to me, at the time even, I thought that was just an extreme expression of sentiment. That means it basically showed how far that pendulum of market sentiment had swung, and it swung too far. And that's what I'm sensing now, is the market, that sentiment has swung so far. The market thinks it's a done deal that the Fed's going to cut rates by 75 basis points. That's regarded as baked in the cake. It's fully discounted. And so, yeah, I think that the pendulum of market sentiment has swung too far. And I think it's going to hurt when it swings back. And I think that these are some of the tell signs. This is what I think we were talking about before. All these reports out about how the dollar is going to be replaced. To me, that's like the tip of the iceberg of this extreme reading of sentiment right now. Whatever happens in the U.S. is bad. Whatever happens in Europe or the rest of the world and China is good. And the dollar is going to be replaced. America's in decline. And I hear this not just Chinese propaganda. I think many Americans believe it. And I think it's like sort of feeding on itself. But I think this is just an expression like brittly, or that the UK is a third world country, as an example of sentiment can swing too far.
All right, Mark, we'll wrap it up here. Great having you on the weekend show. We'll chat again next week. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
Yeah, thanks for including me, Chad, Corey. Appreciate it. Good luck to everybody.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
U.S. USA News Update. Lawmakers have some time before they have to decide whether or not to raise the debt ceiling. A new report says tax income has eased the fear the Treasury Department could default on the nation's debt as early as June. There's word U.S. regulators will take over the First Republic Bank.
Reuters reports the FDIC will place the troubled bank under receivership imminently. According to the news agency, a source familiar with the matter said the regulator feels there isn't any more time for a rescue of the bank through the private sector. First Republic shares sank more than 40% on Friday, making it the biggest loser of the session on the stock market. This would be the third bank failure this year after the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank in March. I'm Karen Sloan.
Corey Myers, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. In these final two segments, we are joined by Christopher Aaron, founder of iGold Advisor and senior editor of Gold Eagle. We're going to be focusing on the precious metals, as we usually do with Christopher, and focusing on a bit more of the charts. Now, Christopher, we've been having you back on about every month or two, following along with your calls for the precious metals market. We've also looked and compared how precious metals have been moving compared to U.S. markets. I really enjoy your technical analysis, and that's really where I want to stick to. We can talk all we want about Fed policy, economic data, but quite frankly, let's focus on the charts here. And the first thing I need to ask you when it comes to gold, as we are recording this on Wednesday, so gold is, again, right around that $2,000 level, pretty much where it has been all month. We get a lot of emails asking, look, I'm hearing a lot from at least the gold community saying that gold is about to break out and it could get explosive to the upside. Just to simplify it for you here, Christopher, do you think gold's going to break out? And on the back end of that, do you think it's going to hold that breakout?
Yeah, thanks, Corey and Chad, for having me back on. Let's dive into this. I love to talk about the charts here, especially with the precious metals. I will never use the word guarantee in my analysis because that's just irresponsible. However, this is the most sure that I have ever been in recent memory of a move that is coming up in the precious metals markets. And that move is that gold is, in fact, gearing up to break out to new all-time highs. What we've seen here over the last 3 years has been basically a rectangular consolidation with a false breakdown for a couple of weeks in Q4 of last year. There have been, functionally speaking, three attempts at this all-time high resistance zone, which is in a range of approximately 2050 to 2075 using spot prices. Triple tops really don't exist in technical analysis. Long-term triple tops really do not exist. You can have intermediate-term triple tops. And in fact, most times the third attempt by market to break out to new all-time highs is in fact not successful. So, you know, I've been alerting my subscribers here for the last few weeks that gold will probably not break out right here, right now. But since triple tops really don't exist as long-term topping patterns, when you see a third attempt like this, it's telling you that a market is gearing up for a successful breakout. Typically, it's attempt number four. Sometimes there's like a mini four that then leads into a five. And I'm just looking at the weekly price data here. And I have to tell you, gold is in just a fantastic position to be breaking out to new all-time highs. My best expectation is actually that it's going to be more like mid-summer, actually probably late June into July. What I'm noticing right now is that after the third attempt, which we just saw a few weeks ago, the weekly lows, if you look at weekly candlesticks, the weekly lows just keep coming up. There's someone in there who has a buy program, and they're stepping up their weekly purchases by about $5 to $7 here every 1 to 2 weeks. You know, you combine that with the analysis on the third attempt not being successful, and now we're kind of in this grind where there's a lot of doubters. This is very healthy psychological backdrop. You don't want everyone to be believing that it's going to break out. That would be a negative red flag. You add this all together, and I'll just say once again, this is the most sure that I could be that a market is getting ready to break out to new all-time highs within the intermediate future.
Well, Christopher, I think that people listening will probably be encouraged to hear that, and it does seem like you're in good company. There's a lot of people expecting that breakout. But I think one thing we had discussed before we started recording, and you mentioned there in your initial answer, was this rectangular correction and consolidation that we've seen the last 3 years. You have some models on how that will extend to the upside after we get the breakout. I'd love you to share that with folks. And do you think that it would, you know, get to that level and consolidate there for another leg higher? Or you know, what is your take on where this price could go coming out of this kind of a corrective pattern?
Yeah, so, and just to back off for 1 second, let's talk about what we discussed a little earlier, Shad, the possibility of this being a giant cup and handle pattern from the 2011 peak through the 2020 peak and where that leads us today. I'm seeing a lot of analysis out there describing this as a giant cup and handle pattern, which basically is just a chart formation that takes its name from a resemblance to a teacup with a handle on the end of it, if you can imagine a silhouette in that kind of way. And so the giant cup being from 2011 through 2020, and then this consolidation for the last 3 years being the handle. I do not agree with that analysis. I think that's a really erroneous analysis on the cup and handle, because what I see with that type of analysis is that analysts are using monthly closing price data to try to truncate the fact that gold has made three notably higher highs here over the last 3 years compared to the 2011 peak. You know, that 2011 peak, if we just want to talk about spot prices, was 1,921. And here over the last 3 years, we've seen two attempts at the 2075 level. We're talking over $150 above the 2011 peak. And this most recent attempt was just below 2050. So again, $130 above the 2011 peak. A cup and handle pattern should have roughly equivalent peaks forming the cup. They don't have to be exact to the exact dollar or the same $10. But I just said, you know, these peaks from 2020 through present have been over $150 higher than the 2011 peak, and not just once, on three separate occasions. That invalidates a cup and handle in my textbook. And the other sort of facet which shows that this is not a cup and handle on the big picture analysis is that the handle part of the formation has really been, Chad, as you said, a sideways consolidation over the last 3 years, with the one exception of the false breakdown that happened for a few weeks in Q4 of 2022, just late last year. It was, if you zoom in on the what is being labeled as a handle, I believe erroneously, there were 1, 2, 3, 4 support tests at the 1680 level going back to 2021. 4 separate tests, and then one violation in Q4 of 2022, followed by what is textbook perfect false breakdown type of reversal that we've seen. You know, gold moved higher from October of last year through this most recent peak by about $430 in 5 months. That is classic behavior after a market sees a false breakdown from a horizontal consolidation, not a handle type of consolidation as the cup and handle proponents are claiming. So I do not believe that this is a cup and handle pattern. That said, as we just discussed, it is a horizontal consolidation that has been going on over the last 3 years. There has been a false break down to the downside late last year, which then flips the chart into a bullish stance. False breakdowns tend to be preludes to strong moves in the opposite direction. You add it all together, this market is gearing up to break out to the upside.
Well, that wraps up this segment perfectly there, Christopher. We're having you back on next segment, so everyone stick around. We are going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Well,
wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, welcome back. Here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. As promised, we are still chatting with Christopher Aaron. Now, Christopher, I just wanted to follow up quickly with your comment that ended last segment that you think we could be setting up in the gold market for a breakout. Can you share with us some of the levels you will be watching? What is possible for gold?
What we can do is take a measurement of the widest part of the horizontal consolidation, which in this case is $460, inclusive of the very bottom of that false break down late last year. And we can add that on to the breakout point. This is a fairly reliable way of measuring targets for horizontal consolidations, because you just have to remember, you know, we're not just looking at a line on a chart and pulling random figures out of the sky and, you know, and dropping, you know, points onto a map here. What we're doing is we're looking at how many short sellers exist in this consolidation that has been going on for the last 3 years. And you can measure the strength of those short sellers. And we're not only talking about speculators here. We're talking about hedgers. We're talking about, you know, bullion companies that are hedging their production. You know, we're talking about bullion banks, refineries, right? All these, and yes, manipulators too. Everyone who's trying to keep the price down, there's that amplitude of all that selling that came in there. And when you start getting new all-time highs, which is what this market is telling me is gearing up, we would expect all of those people who are now, by implication, underwater. I mean, once we get to a new all-time high, there will be zero short sellers left in this market who are not underwater. So they'll all be sitting on losses, and we expect these people to start sequentially covering their short positions, covering their hedge books. I would not be surprised to see mining companies come out saying, we're buying back our production that we sold short a few years ago. We're going to take the loss on the books. That is what is going to propel gold to an amplitude measurement equal to the widest part of this consolidation. $460 added onto the breakout point gives us a target of approximately $2,500. I would expect that within 12 months of the breakout.
All right, Christopher, all very bullish here, but I do need to ask you, on the other side of things, what could throw this on its head? What could change this just general bullish outlook here?
From a chart standpoint, The only thing that could show me that this is not going to resolve to the upside would be a second failure at that horizontal support of 1,680. If we were to see gold rounding over here, we talked about this being a third, you know, a third attempt that's been gearing up, probably not going to be successful, more likely the fourth or the fifth attempt. But as opposed to rounding up into a fourth and fifth successful breakout, let's say, if gold were to round down and once again fail at the 1680 level, then you don't have a false breakdown late last year. Then you have a legitimate breakdown. And then something has gone very, very wrong with this market. Something has gone very wrong with the analysis that I am presenting to you here. That's the single data point that could show me that this is not going to work out. And unfortunately, that's still about $300 below where we are today. So there's quite a lot of room for volatility before that would be decisive in my book.
Let's tie in the gold stocks to all this then, because boy, oh boy, do we just keep on hearing how gold stocks have underperformed gold during this move, during the last almost decade now. Does that change in this much more bullish outlook, this breakout for gold?
It should, and it should change quite quickly. We have seen hints of this just over the last 3 or 4 weeks. A lot of these companies doubled within a few days from their lows that were set just in March. But even the doubling from the lows gets them nowhere near the values that they were a few years ago, the values that they should be given today's metals prices. But I use that example of how quickly these things can double to suggest that investors should have the majority of their positions finalized now, because when we get the type of shift in psychology that would be reminiscent of a wave five, which is basically the final wave of the current cycle that we're in, that's when we would expect the mainstream investor to start piling on. You know, that's when we would expect someone who has never considered investing in precious metals before to say, hey, I have $10,000 to my name. I'm going to take half of that and invest $500 each into a basket of gold mining companies. And they're going to type in the word gold into Yahoo Finance, and they're going to throw money at anything with the word gold in it. And you multiply that out by a few million people that are watching for the first time ever on their Barron subscription or their subscription to Financial Times. Hey, gold, new all-time highs. Silver looks to be the bargain. Silver still could move 50% higher to get to its all-time highs. Wow, maybe I'm going to throw some of that money into a basket of silver stocks. You multiply that type of wave five psychology out by millions of people around the world, and I propose to you that it will not give investors time to get on board once these moves actually start to unfold. It's extremely difficult to imagine this when you are in the grind. It seems like it'll never end. And it seems like, yeah, you'll notice when these things are taking off and you'll have time to double your position size. When it really happens in a wave five, you will not have an opportunity once it takes off. So embrace the boredom right now. Finalize the positions. Nothing is guaranteed in the world, except none of us are making it out of here alive. But this is the best setup that I've ever seen from a reward to risk standpoint in my many years of following the precious metals markets. So you step up here and you take a big swing, and then you can sleep soundly at night knowing you at least seized the chance at this opportunity here.
Well, Christopher, that's a pretty encouraging thought for precious metals investors that may have gotten a little beat up over the last 3 years or maybe even over the last decade waiting for this kind of an event to happen. But if people think back to the last time there was that big surge in 2010, 2011, there were days where the mining stocks were up double digits, only to be up double digits the next day. And if people were waiting, it is hard to get in and get caught up if you're out of position. Since you expect silver to break out so hard and since you expect the mining stocks to do better, do you have any comparisons on something like GDX or GDXJ or just the mining stocks, some kind of a proxy that you use as far as where they could extend to?
Yes. I mean, the GDX is a bellwether for the sector. Right now, the GDX should be back at its all-time highs at roughly the 67 level. It's currently trading at 33, so it's basically half of where it should be at today's metals prices. So if we think that there's a 100% reversion opportunity on the large caps itself, I know a lot of the junior companies would need to be more like 500 to 1,000% higher to get to historically normal valuations. We're talking based on the dollars per ounce of either proven and probable or measured and indicated resources that they have in the ground. GDX, I'm looking to get back above 67 and make a new high, new all-time high. I think when we're in the territory of new all-time highs for GDX, that's telling you that we're probably approaching the final innings of this wave five. As far as the SIL fund, a good bellwether for the silver mining fund, for the silver mining companies, currently trading at 29. All-time high was just above 92. So that is a more than a tripling in the average large cap silver miner that should occur as silver itself basically doubles from 25 to 50. And then a lot of the juniors, once again, will be up, 500 to 1,000% in that period of time. But I would suggest that investors follow the GDX, looking for breaks to new all-time highs on the GDX and looking for breaks to new all-time highs on the Global X Silver Miners Fund, the SIL fund, as a bellwether for when this move may be entering its final innings.
All right, Christopher, we're wrapping it up here. Thank you again for sharing your thoughts, your take on the charts for all the precious metals, it seems like, or gold and silver, as well as the underlying stocks. I know a lot of people listening are really hoping that your take, your outlook here turns out to be true, because I think we're all sitting in a lot of these precious metals stocks, which many of them have done well in the last few months, but are still well off of their highs, as we're seeing gold, again, just consolidate right around that $2,000 level. We'll definitely follow up with you in the next couple months. Everybody, thank you for tuning in to this weekend show. Please keep in touch with Shad and I through email, and please go back through our website and podcast to listen to all the daily editorials that we recorded this week. Everyone, Christopher, I hope you all have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you, gentlemen, for having me.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.